So,
remind me of the end of the sentence.
That the test on no Yud Amud Aleph, Yud Amud Aleph, Yud Amud, Yud Amud Aleph. Rabbanan, good morning to you.
Well, there, you can see his couple.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bernard? Yeah. No. Oh, okay. Let's hope we can. But your parents, you can hear us?
Yeah.
But your parents? Can anyone hear me apart from Yaakov?
I can hear you, sorry.
Oh. Very good, Rabbanu. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday we learned Regishmak. Yesterday we learned a third case. We've had Teshuv Tiburim, 10 piles of comets, of matzah, 10 piles which were made of 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of comets. We had 2 piles, 1 of comets, 1 of matzah, that one of them went into this house. We had a third case, which was 2 piles, and one of comets, one of matzah, and 2 houses bedukim, 2 houses bedukim, 2 houses of a check, and 1 pile went into one of the houses. That was the third case. Third case is 1 pile went into one of the houses, and the shayla was whether we can be maiden. Shayla was whether we can be maiden and assume that the house is okay. And what would be the reason to be maker? Chazaka. Maybe. Maybe it's the chazaka. So he said, no, it can't say stam chazaka because, and it's not going to arrive in the previous case because here something definitely happened to one of the houses. So we need to bring a raya, we need to bring a source. It proves that even in such a case, you can be maker. Even in a case, one of the houses have promised him because they've got a right to be made. So that's what we're looking for. So we brought Gemara Shnei Shavon, Shavonim, 2 Shavonim, 2 paths, 2 paths, 2 paths in English, and one of them is Tomei, one of them is Toy, and 2 people walked each one on one of them. And nobody knows if they went on the one that's Tommy. Neither one of them knows if they went on the one that's Tommy. So can you be Makel? And the halacha was, then it's just a rabbim, you can be Makel. Bikaroni can be Makel. That's what we learned. Bikaroni can be Makel. The shayla was why? Why can you be Makel when either one of them went into Rishus HaRabim? So we said, one of 2 mahalchim. We had Yossi Zvanach, which was Chazaka. Each one's got Cheskes Taya, even though I know one of them doesn't. But each one of them independently is a Suffolk, and therefore we can each one rely on his Chazaka. Tremendous Chizus, because I know that one of them is definitely Tommy. In the big picture, one of them is definitely Tommy. But maybe you can still apply the principle of Chazaka. Maybe that was Yossi Benjamin's shout. But Bernard said, "Tip him shout." Bernard said, "Shout why we are Mako is because it's a halachic principle. Sofik tumim shesravim, you can go to kula. Right? Sofik tumim shesravim, go to kula. That means even though it's true, together both of them is vaday tumim. But each one of them is sofik tumim. And Hashem, when He said that somebody tumim mustn't do X, He only meant by somebody who's vaday tumim. But somebody who's sofik tumim is not included in that Issa. So for instance, Hashem said a Tommy person can't go in the Beit HaMikdash, so no problem of stopping the right of Chumah, how can we allow him to go in the Beit HaMikdash? Because when Hashem said a Tommy person can't go in the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem meant somebody who's Fadik Tommy can't go in the Beit HaMikdash, somebody who's Sophic Tommy can't go in the Beit HaMikdash. So made it no problem him going to the Beit HaMikdash. We were discussing yesterday what happens if both of them go into the Beit HaMikdash at the same time. Is there a problem? So we said no, because each one of them is Vade okay. And what does that mean? Hashem said somebody who's Vade Tomei can't come in the Beit HaMikdash. Each one of them is not Vade Tomei. And therefore each one of them is okay. If both of them would touch another person, then that person is Vadei Tom. That person is Vadei Tom. If they touch each other, right? If they touch each other, they're supposed to be Vadei Tom. If both of them touch another person, they touch each other, then they're Vadei Tom, then they can't go in the Beit HaMikdash. But Kolzman, they haven't touched each other, and Kolzman, they haven't touched anyone else. They themselves are Sofek Tomei. Sofek Tomei is mutter to go in the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah.
I don't even know that the kula will allow somebody who's a suffix coming to go in, would imply when the teacher says that we know one of these two is definitely coming. Meaning, when we usually apply the kula, it's we have a suffix for every one of them. It's not that we enjoined it to a Messias that we have another person that we know with certainty is going to be coming. If we're presenting the Chachamim or Rebbe's Rashi and whoever's giving Balim, the Gabbai, we're presenting them with the Messias. We're allowing now somebody here with 100% probability. When these two people walk in, there's someone coming in. What is only one person to be able to tell me about it? Something! We don't know. There's no Messias that there's a coming coming in here. But here you have two people walking in, and you're allowing someone to come into the Beit HaMikdash. I don't understand how you say it. Oh, it's okay. It works.
So do you hear the question that Yossi is asking, or should I repeat it?
Okay.
Very nice. I've explained it all very well. But how do we know that we can allow such a thing to happen? The person who's a gizbar on the Beit HaMikdash, and he's seeing two guys walking into the Beit HaMikdash at the same time, and he knows one of them is Tommy. I don't know which one, but one of them is Tommy. So how can he allow such a thing to happen? So if there would be an Issa for the Beit HaMikdash to have a Tommy person inside, you'd be right, the Chayim. My Beit HaMikdash definitely has a Tommy person inside, and I have to stop that. If that would be the Issa would be that the Beit HaMikdash must not have somebody Tommy inside, the Chayim would be right. There's no Issa called that. The Issa is, I cannot come in the Beit HaMikdash if I am Vadei Tommy. That's what the Issa is. It's not me, it's not Issa on the Gizvah. No, it's on the Gizvah.
Aren't you defiling?
No. No, because what's called defiling the Beit HaMikdash? Somebody who's Vadei Tomei coming to the Beit HaMikdash is called defiling the Beit HaMikdash. So as we explained, somebody who's stopping, Hashem didn't ask for that. So you've got two people, neither of them are Vadei. Neither one of them is called being over the Issa of defiling the Beit HaMikdash. If you look above, if you have these drones that some or other can view, also the level of Tumah Matayah, there is Tumah in the Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah.
But there's no Issa for Tumah to be in the Beit HaMikdash. It's a Matayah. You mustn't go in the Beit HaMikdash. If you're Tommy, that's what the person on the person.
What's the purpose of
Hashem saying
somebody should not go into the Beit HaMikdash?
Tommy.
Why should somebody go into the Beit HaMikdash?
Why should Hashem say that you shouldn't go into the Beit HaMikdash, Tommy? I explain nothing to do with the fight in the Beit HaMikdash. A person who's Tommy, how on earth can he enter the Beit HaMikdash? How can he enter the Beit HaMikdash? He's Tommy and he's coming to Mokim Kodesh. It's a business design, you're being the father of the Beit HaMikdash, but you're coming in to the Beit HaMikdash Tommy.
Well, if you say that, then you may
be... You are being the father of the Beit HaMikdash. You are being the father.
Also, my allowing new people to come in.
The in the Beit HaMikdash being Bozoi.
They're not Tommy.
Right? It's, for instance, let's talk about Moshe, very simple Moshe. There's an Issa for a child, a son, to make his father make him an egg. There's no Issa for a father to make a child an egg. What's a child? There's an Issa for a child to make his father make the child an egg. To ask the father to make him an egg. Right? There's an Issa. But there's no Issa for the father to make a child an egg. What's the child? I don't understand. If it's also for me to tell my father to make me an egg, which I have to treat my father with respect, so how can I allow my father to make me an egg? I have to treat him with respect. There it is. No, there's a risk on the child to do something which is a bizarre to his father. To tell his father to start doing these things is somehow a lack of covering which is manifests itself by telling your father to do it. If a father decides to make you an egg, that's fine. That's a father's business. Exactly the same here. The Beit HaMikdash, has things made inside it, but you know, there's an instant for the person to do something to be a Tamei the Beit HaMikdash. But he's not doing that. He's Sofik Tamei. He's Sofik Tamei. You go to Kura. So the Mela, he's an out.
You have to have a medical exam before you go to the Beit HaMikdash, because what if you unlock things?
Right. Okay. Yossi's case is a bit
digression.
I know. Okay, so that's for sure. Okay, yeah. You have to bend your mind here a bit to have a Torah watch it. Okay, so that's what we came out. Prove it, the Gemara says.
What?
What do you want me to prove? The Gemara says. You know why they have to do Azor? Why do they have to have Azor? Even though they're Torah. Why do they have to have Azor? Because maybe they'll touch a third person and he'll go into the Mikdash and he'll be Chayv. Why do you have to say that? Why don't we just say they have to do Azor? Because maybe both of them will go into the Mikdash. Both of them will go into the Mikdash at the same time. Is it terrorist? Because it's okay. The last words of the first place. Well, why do you have to say that? Satan's looking for a reason. Why do we have to tell them to do Azot? Why do they have to have the Paraduma thrown on them? So what's the reason why they should have to have Paraduma thrown on them?
So
the Matthias says they're going to touch someone else. The moment is them coming in the Beit HaMikdash together. Why? Why are you cooking up this Matthias? Why should they tell me a chiddush if you want to just explain to me why they have to do Azor? One thing is, why should they do Azor? Very simple, because it's them themselves.
When they walk into the Beit HaMikdash on their own, one at a time,
yeah.
Evaya, also, I would say.
Also, they don't touch somebody, also no vaya. If they don't touch anyone else, also no vaya. Then if they both touch, so you're telling me in a kinter, they both touch. So tell me in a kinter, both walk in. So why didn't they just talk about that?
Because they walk in too.
I'll see.
No. When they're both touching the ground, they're going to make
no problem, ground doesn't come to me.
When they say that, they're touching together also, we say, right? How can we see that case?
No, those don't come to me. Those don't come to me.
What?
They're going to say, I suppose it doesn't come to me.
They both touched the ground, but it's not going to make the
case. Come on, what's the answer?
Was he talking about a guy who said,
what's the answer?
He's not even based on the Korban.
It's looking for cases where you'll be chayav mitzvah. They're looking for cases where if you do it, you'll be chayav mitzvah.
Oh,
what's the case?
He wants to tell us.
No, if first they walk in, it should be chayav mitzvah.
No, I'm saying, no, it's chayav mitzvah.
Stop it, chayav mitzvah. Hey, it's just about the knots.
No, because when we know one person coming in, we would have said he's not going to be chayav mitzvah for that. Right. He's not the one who caused this trouble to happen.
Alright. Maybe. Maybe, but not. So, listen, okay, we're going to have to, that's what came out, right? So now, what we've learned, just a little bit of Chazon, we'll go weiter. So we learned, if they both come to us at the same time, they're Tommy. So why should that be? Why should it be if they both come to us at the same time, they're Tommy? We saw Tosfos said it's all miserable. So because it's a bazillion for Basin. A bazillion for Basin. They both come and answer the question at the same time. If Basin say you're both Toy, which they are both Toy, if Basin say you're both Toy, then people will laugh. It was you're not making any sense. You think, well, you're doing something.
Can I ask you something? people are going to laugh at the Beis Din because they're going to say it's impossible that they're both Tahar, so they should run a little tummy. But it can be the other way also. But you can laugh at the Beis Din that's ruling they're both tummy because obviously one of them's got to be Tahar. So why is one better than the other?
Probably the right to the Chumrah. They can say, listen, since we don't know who's Tahar, we'll be Matami you built. Okay, you can hear?
Yeah, I can hear. But I mean, then, you have something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah Mitzahar, so they could argue. Since we don't know, we could also say you're both Tahar. I think why is the Am going to look more funny at the base in one way than the other way? One way you say you're too Mekel, the other way you say you're too Machmer.
Okay, you've said the answer.
If
we're talking about people that know the halacha on Safek Tumah, which is Rav Nekula, then they won't laugh at Beis Din if they say it's so. We're worried that people won't know the halacha. And since they won't know the halacha, they'll look at the Piskei Beis Din as if they are askew. Yeah, off the thing. So somebody does know halacha, so they'll realize that Beis Din aren't doing it because they don't want it to be, They don't want to be Zayin Beis Din. We're worried for the Amaratzim. We're worried the Amaratzim, and the Amaratzim will be Mezalzel, and therefore we have to be worried about it. So that was Shittas. That's what Tosafos is asking. So let's carry on the Gemara. Amar Rava. We're up to Amar Rava. One second. Don't think we did Rabbi Yossi.
We did.
Let's go back to this Snan. This Snan Shnei Shvidim, which is 6-9 town. Yeah. Shnei Shvidim. Echot Tom, Echot Toy, Vaholach, Vaholach, Mem, Vaholach, 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 independently, Toy, and Shnei. They're both Tommy. If they ask for what's Achas, to me, they're both Tommy. If you see your email, Benkaf or Benkaf to me, even if they ask independently, they're Tommy. And come on, the very beauty of it is very hard to understand. Why should they both be Tommy? So we took Mishra to Rabbi and you go to put it. So the Gemara is now going to explain. Omer Rabba, Vitei Mevyeh. Rabba now explains. The Vat Achas, the Vakur to me. If they ask at the same time, Tivakot to me, and that tribute already said, yeah, Tivakot to me. If they ask one after another, and based on are able to answer each one independently, Tivakot to me, even if you ask, you would hold your tongue. So, Victor and Shisrabi, you go to Kulu. They nechleku elo bevola hashel olav, val kaver. So, Victor and if he's coming to ask, one guy's coming to ask by himself and his friends. So now, in that case, if Yosi midam elal levat achas, if Yosi says that's like levat achas, one guy's asking for two people, that's like levat achas. And if Yuda midam elay lezachas, Yuda says no, as much as they didn't both come to ask at the same time, that's called lezachas. One guy, as long as it's not both coming to ask at the same time, or rather one guy's asking on both of them, there you can be maker. So the machlekes between Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is a very small machlekes. When two people, when one person comes to ask about two people, ask by himself and his friends, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda's maker and Rabbi Yossi's machlekes. We need to understand the svara of who? Who's the difficult svara? We're saying, if they both come together, everyone agrees it's Zayin Beis Din. If they come one after another, everyone agrees it's okay, it's tight. The shaila is if one guy's asking about himself and his friends. So now who's the difficult one?
Yehuda.
Because Rabbi Yehuda is right. If they're asking, what's the little me and my friends? So obviously, if you tell me that we're Toy, then obviously there's a Bezayin Beis Din. How can we both be Toy? So here Rashi's going to answer us that problem. So let's see Rashi. We have a whole bunch of Rashi's, and we mustn't forget that one of the Rashi's is the giveaway to answer whether the reason why we're Mako and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because of the reason of Yossi, is the reason because we rely on Chazal, is the reason because some principle of Sofek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So keep that in the back of your mind as we go through the Rashis. We have to look at the balance. Keep an eye out for this Rashi, okay? So, first Rashi, initial. Call Echo the Chacham. Each one asks the Chacham his topic. If they ask him independently, then they didn't talk. They're based in Yachal Etami, based in Kambi Etami. Why? Because they came along the Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin, fake a toy. Because we passed him, Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin, fake a toy. So here, Rashi already told us the principle that Banot said, that you see that the Torah because Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin. If it's just been this Rashi, I would say maybe it's not such a Rashi. Because that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin, you go to Kula. But it could be because you rely on the Chazokah. Maybe that's the reason why. It does. The Gemara neither tells me, neither based on the faith, Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin, the Kula. That's the cloud.
Why is Rashi saying the word?
The aim to be in the
Chodesh.
And if they come at the same time, in Bobi Vatachas, if they come at the same time, Hoyel Ubhira Achas, since within one sack, Yeshlonu Loima, we have to answer, Temein Oy Tahoyim Atem, Iev Shalonu Loima Alem, Tahoyim Atem. We can't tell you, you are Tahoyim. Sharon Echon Vadai Tommy, because one of them is certainly Tommy. So we can't tell them they are Tommy. Why? Because one of them is definitely Tommy. So Rashi doesn't explain, so what? Then we had to run to take them. So he said, this is the Rabbon. If you're here, you may have a to me in guards. So now the Gemara explains. If they count one of another, to be a Kazayim, even though each one says in front of us, Kachayamai said, this was the story, Shelly. Michel Chavei, this, I went on this road, my friend went on that road. I'm only asking myself. What's the deal about me? Then the halacha is going to be made. Love Al Chavei. But if he's asking about himself and his friend, then he says, that's exactly like Matachas. We need one or two for both of them. You can't be Toyin Atem because there's a problem of Zilvul Beit. If you're the Medami, the Zachazet. If you didn't compare it to Zachazet. Hoyel the ain kam soil. Elo echod. Since there's only one soil, mishivin loy toy ato. We answer him, you are toy. Shai sopek biom. Because there's only a sopek if tuma came in. Right? That's what the sopek is here. Sopek biom means a sopek if he became tuma in the first place. I mean, so all we tell you is, you are toy. You are Tori. I'm right to say you are Tori because Sofik Tumah of Shusra Rabin go to Kula. So you are Tori. Umi Atzno Yomim. And he would understand Sha'ach Chaveir Kumayim. His friend is the same idea. Avol Kishish Neim Shailim B'Sech Dei Divo. But when both are asking, Tzorech Atzal Lohoshe V'Shneim Ke'echod. You have to answer both of them. You have to answer both of them at one time. And since you have to answer both of them at one time, and you can't say you're both Tori, Mela, we have to say you're both Tommy. Atkan Rashi explaining the sugya of Tumah v'Tahara. Now Rashi brings this down back to our sugya. answering your Bedikas Chum. The Gabi Batim Nach, regarding our halacha of houses, Amri Na Leila Chol Chad, we say to each one, you don't need to do Bedikas Chum. The Kivan the Bedikas Chum is Rabbonon. Since Bedikas Chum is Rabbonon, Talina Lekule, we can go Lekule. Raminon, Seke Muta. And we say, Safek is Muta. Bibe Batachas Boshneim. The person come together, Sichin Bediki, he needs Bedika. What does Rashi tell us? What's the halacha of Bedikas Chum? Says Rashi, Bedikas Chum, the halacha is, we can go Lekule. Why? Why do Bedikas Chum to go Lekule? What did it say? Rebbeinu, what did Rashi say? Why did Bedikas Chametz can go to Kula?
Because it's Rabbanu.
It's Rabbanu. So the big question is, why do Rashi have to say that it's Rabbanu? Yossi understood. The reason why we're making a Rishis Rabbi, why we're making a Rishis Rabbi, stop picturing a Rishis Rabbi, why do you go to Kula? Says Yossi, goes to Chazaka. Cheskel says, but then the Chazaka is tired. No, if it's Chazaka, Chazaka works in my director. Chazaka works in my director. And the woman wants to know if she's married. Chazaka tells you she's married. Even though the Shash is an Issa director. Right? So it says, Chazaka works by director. If the reason why we're made by something so many Shish Rabbim is because Chazaka tells me you're tired, then it should work in my director. And Rashi says only works by Bedikas Chum because it is the Rabbanon.
Rashi say only because of that?
Mm-hmm. Why does Rashi put in the Rabbanon? What about Bittu? Does he have to do Bittu? Does he have to do Bittu? Why? Oh, please. What about if it's after Zman Issa? Does he have to do Bedikas Chum? So why does Rashi put my Rabbanon? Even my Rishon would be the same. Here's the problem. If the reason is because of Chazaka, that hey, he's got Cheskes Kashrus, Cheskes Taira, Cheskes Boduk, he's working with my derisas. So why is Rashi saying because Bedikas Chum is Rabbanu, we can be Mako? It's not true. Chazaka should rely on my derisa. Even my derisa Chazaka should work. And it doesn't work. Rashi is Rabbanu, that's why it works. So this is the Gilu in Rashi, only because it's Rabbanon. Kivan Bedikas Chum is Rabbanon. Kivan, since the Bedikas Chum is Rabbanon. Since the Bedikas Chum is Rabbanon, so you know, that's why we're Mekel. If the Bedikas Chum is to be Dereisa, we wouldn't be able to be Mekel. If it's after the money, it's, this story happened, then what? He had one pile, two piles. He had one pile and two houses. During Pesach, the story happened. He'd have to do Bedika. Why? Why happened to Chazaka? No
Chazaka. No, it's always the issue of suffering by Chavit. Because if it was a suffix midoraisa, which is always the case pretty much, no?
No. Okay, so fine. So that's the raya. They can't be pshat like Yossi was saying. The reason why we're bringing Shnei Shvilin to help us out, we're bringing Shnei Shvilin, Yossi, to help us out with Hilchas Bedikas Chum. And the only time we can be Mekel is because Bedikas Chum is Rabban. That's the only time we can be Mekel. So that tells me that Shnei Shvilin is not because of Chazaka. Because if it's because of Chazaka, we should be able to be making by Dereisa as well. So what is it then?
So
that tells me that Shnei Shvilin, the reason why we're making by Shnei Shvilin is not because of Chazaka. Because if it be like Chazaka, it would help even by Dereisa. Not by Shnei Shvilin.
By
Shnei Shvilin.
You want to say, I'm telling you, it's not true, right?
It's true.
Because if it would be because of Chazak, it would help even by the Isis. Chazaka works by deraisis. The Shvilin work is mutter. Besides, why is it mutter? Is it because of Chazaka? If it would be Chazaka, then you're telling me it's exactly the same as the case of the woman, and it would work even by deraisis. If so, it should work even by Deacon's Chomet, mid-right. Okay, you can drop me out and say that. Okay, put that on the side, right? So, that is like the burnout. The reason why they say we can be making is not because of Chazaka, because there's no Chazaka, there was a race already. One of them is Vada Itomi, there's no Chazaka here. What do you want Chazaka? One of them went on a Dava Tomi, what's your Chazaka? So why are you making? Because there's a certain principle that told me, Sofek Tumah and Yushusara. That's why you're Mako. Not because of any Chazokas. Sofek Tumah and Yushusara, and that's why you're Mako. So the question is that the chat? It can't be Chazokas without my biggest comment. And I might because Sofek Tumah and Yushusara. So the question on Rabbanah's chat is, so what's that got to do with biggest comment? The special halacha by Sofek Tumah and Yushusara, you go to Kula. But what's that got to do with Pervidika's Chomet? Why does that help us here? So the Ram says, and this is Pshat, which is the Pshat we're going with. The Ram tells me, you know what we learn from Sofik Tumen, Ishusaramim? You know what we learn from that? We learn that whenever the principle is that Sofik, you go Lekula, is even if one of them has definitely got the Isser in. Whenever the principle is that Sofik Tumah, you go Lekula, sorry, whenever the principle is that Sofik, you go Lekula, is even in the case of one of them, together there's definitely Isser. That's what we learn from Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin is a principle, a halachic principle that tells me Sofik Tumah, Bishusarabim Lekula. It's the best halachic principle. So the question is, but one second, one of them is Vada Itomi. So we see from Shnei Shvilin that that principle of Sofik Lekula applies even if between both of them, one of them is definitely Isser. But each one individually is a Sofik, you can go Lekula. Now there's another principle where we say Sofik Lekula. There's another case where we say Sofik Lekula. Anyone know it? Anyone on Zoom know? Another principle when we say Sofik Lekula.
Sofik Rabbanan Lekula, another principle.
What's the thing in the case of Sofik Rabbanan Lekula where one of them is definitely gone Issa inside it? Can we be Makom? There it is, learn out from Shei Shmilin, you can be Makom. So that's what Rashi says is, the given the B'digas Chometz to Rabbanan, and by the Rabbanan, the principle is Sofik Rabbanan Lekula. So we can learn from Shnei Shvilin. That's Alina Makuda. That we can be Makal. From Minon Seke Mutter. And we say Beza Mutter. Riba Vat Achaz. If all Shemim, they both come together. They're bad luck. Then they're both going to have to do B'dika. Then they're going to have to do B'dika Tzok. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. And that's how the Ram, I'll read out just a couple of lines of the Ram, if I can find it. One second, here it was.
We have these two sentences.
One second. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon, the Vimilse Zazlinon Besveke Lekula. In cases where we go Sofik Lekula, Afilu Bechiyayam Nami Mekilon Ve. Even in this case where one of them is definitely also, we are made.
How far down in the run is it? Sorry, how far down in the run is it?
You don't have it. Unless you have the run.
No, from the run you said, no?
No. It's not in the pages.
Okay, I'm going to go look inside.
It's in my paper. So I'm reading out from the Ram. So the Ram says that that's all we learned, that the Milsa, I can send it to you by email, that the Milsa does lean on the Kula on something that you go Minasopic, the Kula, even if one of them is definitely also, you can be Megal. How do we know that? Because the Chazinon, like we find the Sofik Tumah,
That's not referring to tomorrow. The Bdikis Chomet Nami. Kimon Zemeter Abbonani. V'Ozlin Ambali Kula. Since the Bdikis Chomet is Drabbonani. And the rule is that some Drabbonani go to Kula. Apila Bechiai Gavna Nami Mekedin Ondi. Even in this case, we can be made of law. We can be made of law, and we can be able to create. That's the something. Even in this case, one of the houses definitely has chametzim. So you might have thought you have to be machmir. But it's the level of Shnei Shvinim. One of the guys went to the tumah. And yet the rule is, since Sofet Tumah, Mishnah Rav, you go to Kula, then to here, Sofet Drabbanon, which Midrabbanon, you go to Kula, you can also be made on Tzatziki.
Okay, now Shnei Shvinim, is that
the right
or not? The right.
So what we get right question. Doraita, and we said that when they go to base into the rock, and he passes for them together, he's going to make them tummy. Mm-hmm. We're going to be mocking your eye.
Yeah.
When they both go together for the Zika's Chomet, it's only Nerva. So you asked a different question. Now, about Shemi, my couple, Shafi, and Ashi, very good, Rav Hashem. So you asked a different question now. So if they both come together with same as Zika's Chomet, Rashi says it clearly, you'd go to Chum. The other is asking that, how do we know that? Maybe Zafka by Shnei Shvirim, because then we're talking about Sofet Daraita, Shash Daraita, maybe that's why we're Machu. I think, and if I'm digging Sofet, it's only Zafbono, maybe if both come together, we can be made. That's the obvious question. The answer is, I fear what we've explained. And when both come together, Jesus says, when both come together, there's no Sofet Daraita. There's no Issa Daraita, even when they both come together. The reason why you have to be made Machmi is only because of Zilus of the Beisim. That zilus of the basin making a joke, doesn't make a difference whether making a joke on a derisa or a bonum, the joke stands the same. A person looking in sees that you are mako on something where there's vadai chomets there, is definitely it's a joke that it's a joke. And therefore, with that, just like we're machmen by derisa, we're machmen by bonum, so the same principle applies in both cases. Okay, that's that case. That's the case, the third case. We've got the third case clear?
Where do we see that that's the reason?
Where do we see what's the reason?
That is because we're afraid of it based on something like the joke.
If the Tosis says it's Rabbanon,
right.
Tosis is Rabbanon, and how do I know it from Nidah. I'd have to find exactly where it was. We learned the similar case in Nidah, and that's what the reason was given there. It's because of Chuvat Lulav. I'd have to find it. Okay, the reason they are born on, and the reason is, from my ideas, is from because of Chuvat Lulav. Okay, that's that case. Let's see, we've done Tosfos Baruch Hashem, so we can now start the next sugya. But before we start the next sugya, just to tell you that tomorrow I'm taking my vaccine, the second vaccine, and therefore I will, it's later. So I won't be able to give shit tomorrow. I'm sorry, but it's good because you'll have time to prepare. On Thursday we'll have a proper shit of this. Next case. So we're going to start the next case. Just to give you a start, a stab, and Mir Shem on Thursday will finish it off.
So wait, are we planning on coming in late tomorrow or no shear at all?
No shear tomorrow. No shear tomorrow.
It should be for healthy and safe.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one question? Rashi seems to say that the first Rashi you read earlier this morning, he says the echad is vadai tamei, but that's a little against what you were suggesting earlier on, that each are sofik tamei.
Each one is sofik tamei, but one of the two is definitely tamei. Right?
But that's why he said if both coming to the Beis HaMikdash together, then the gizbar, that moshav that you gave, would say, no, it's only a sophic, each a sophic tommy. But that's, that doesn't seem to be what Rashi says.
No, so we're saying like this, that each one independently is a sophic tommy. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them is definitely tommy. Mm-hmm. It means if I look at the group together, one of them is definitely tommy. So Rashi says, you can't say Tahorim Atem. That's clearly not true. They're not both tommy. Mm-hmm. One of them is definitely tommy. But you're right. Each one independently can say, I'm not the one that's Tommy. Each one independently can say, I'm Sophie. But together, one of them is Valdez Tommy.
Because of the Gizbar, who's looking at it from another point of view, shouldn't he say that a Tomei came into the Beis Hamikdash? So what if you guys have done an Avera by coming into the Beis Hamikdash?
No, we haven't done an Avera. Because Avera is somebody who is Vadei Tomei is forbidden to come into the Beis Hamikdash. Here, each one of them is not Vadei Tomei, never neither of them have done an Avera. The fact that there is somebody Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash is no issue for us, no concern for us. We don't. There is no such Torah. There's no such thing in the Torah. You have to prevent someone from coming. It doesn't exist. Where does it say it, right? One of the Tariq mitzvahs, sorry. El amigdash lo yisoveh, you should not come into the Beis Hamikdash. Say, also sheyeh tumah b'Beis Hamikdash. Tomorrow, yeah, the face of it's like a tomb. It doesn't say that. Yeah. Well, you got a good question, actually. Yeah. So think about it. Why did I have to take out? If you have somebody Tommy in the face of Migdos, El Sol, was it? Not of an Avir. They died, yeah? So they had to take them out. Why did I have to take them out? They're not being over the Issa.
Yeah, take out also because it'll be an oil. There'll be matame other kohenim.
Okay, maybe. Who he's tame, so he's not allowed to be there. We might have to because based on the mitzvah to make sure people keep mitzvahs. If he is Tommy, he's in the Beis Hamikdash, we're going to have to kick him out because he's not allowed to be there.
If he's dead, then how can he be in the
Beis Hamikdash? Right, that's what I was saying. If somebody died in the Beis Hamikdash, maybe that's something you have to look up. Is it something?
Clearly, the mitzvah of an Avihu is not the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, not the mitzvah there, is Kuros HaMeis. So you've got to take him out to be buried.
Yeah, maybe it's because of that. Or maybe we'd have to start making chilukim, I don't know, some other chilukim. Say, good, alright, yeah. Somebody died in the Beis Hamikdash, why do you have to take him out? Is it because you've got a tum in the Beis Hamikdash? Or is it just, no, because you have to bury him, and if you bury him in the Beis Hamikdash, the people will be, oh, yeah, and stuff like that. I have to ask people who are well-versed in kolchim, and such a thing. It's a very interesting shayla. Because if there would be a din, you're not allowed to have something which is tum in the Beis Hamikdash, so then we have an interesting shayla here where neither one of them is Vadei Tomei, but together we know that somehow would we have to evict them from the Beis Hamikdash to make sure there's no Vadei Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I understand not. Then this story of not a man of dying is something which we have to think about. Stop. Okay, maybe we'll stop here then today. We won't start the next figure today, we'll start the Miyasim Thursday. And Miyasim tomorrow, no shit, sorry about that. But Thursday, all being well, if I'm feeling good, we shall be having shir.
First Lamer.
You shall have a hurry on.
Keep well.
I heard from a doctor in South Africa. Hello.
You have
to drink a lot before the second vaccine. Drinking a lot apparently helped you the day before. So drink a lot of water today.
Yeah, I'll drink a lot beforehand. Who has the shot? Yossi's asking a question.
Yeah. Who has the shot?
Yeah? Who's had two shots?
Anyone here has two shots? So, what are you waiting for? Yeah. Wait to see.
Looking forward.
Thursday,
you'll join the rock. If I could come out, if 95% of myself could come, I'd come.
Next week, in Hashem.
Next week? Oh, wow.
In Hashem. I just need better figures. I get some better figures in the local area than Atom.
Wow. Yes, Hashem. Okay, I'll block it.